Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
So today I was driving here to record and I started thinking about, like, what is podcast?
What is it?
Like, what is that word?
Pod.
Do you ever, like, think about a word? Like, you hear the word spatula and you're like,
sure.
How did someone think of that?
Spatula is so, think of all the things your mouth has to do to create that word.
Spatula.
Spatula.
Spatula. Well, I found out because I Googled it. Because you know I have to know.
For podcast.
I have to Google it. Yes. So the word podcast is derived from a combination of two words. iPod and broadcast. When the term was coined, most people were using Apple's iPod to listen to podcasts.
Right.
So they suggested the word podcast.
That makes so much sense. I would have no idea.
I never thought of that.
Freaking Apple's going to take over the world one day.
I would like to create a word.
Create a word?
That's my new life goal.
Okay. Can we circle back to that? Like,
yeah, I'll
if and when
right
you do come up with your word, we'll just
Webster,
remember this moment
look
right
out
here. She's coming for you guys. She's coming. Hello, everyone.
Hey guys.
Welcome back to the this week's episode. I'm Ashley Nicole.
I'm Taryn Ronay.
And we are here with some unsolicited advice for you guys. I don't know why, but every time I say unsolicited advice, I feel like I have to sing it. Like,
you
unsolicited
do sing
advice.
It a lot.
I do that all the time. I've also been called out for doing that all the time in my vlogs, and I became very aware of it once that happened. So I tried to, like, stop it from happening. But the truth is, like, all I want to do is do it. So, like, I'm just going to
so
do it.
Interesting.
I know.
I just
want to
go,
my,
you A.
That very much.
You A.
Our personalities. That's so funny. My mom. So, like, my whole family is very musical. So I feel like that's why I want to just, like, sing everything all the time. Kind of be like Buddy the Elf. Like, I'm here and I'm singing.
And I'm ready. No, I started doing. That's, what's that movie?
What?
And I'm ready to party.
I have no idea what that is.
With the best.
What? She's dancing.
Oh, Bridesmaids.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yes. Great.
The plane scene.
Great movie.
Which
the plane scene. Best scene.
I will never go on a plane again and not fully picture.
See,
that
now,
scene.
That
I
one,
love
that scene's
scene.
Fantastic. Every time I am close to first class, like close, like I can see it. Like
yeah.
I'm like one or two rows in coach looking at first
yeah,
class.
Yeah, yeah.
I always think of like walking up there with my sunglasses on, and I'm sure they would all just be like, get this peasant out of here.
Get out
but
of here.
Like all I want to do is just be like,
yeah,
like dancing
I wonder,
down the
like,
aisle.
How fast
you'd get kicked out. I feel like it would start very politely, and it would be like, ma'am, you can't be here. And then a second more stern, ma'am, you can't be here. And then they would call the big guns in the back who no one knew was on the plane.
Yeah.
And he would just tackle you.
My friend is a flight attendant, and her story she tells me blow my mind.
I'm sure.
Like, blow my mind.
I always wanted to be a flight attendant when I was growing up until I was just like, yeah, that sounds great, but it also sounds like a lot of work.
Yeah. No, it like physically and emotionally, mentally, so draining.
And people are the worst when they travel.
Oh, that's
the
true.
The worst. And it's like being a server, like a restaurant server, to people like in the middle of the night when they're the crankiest.
That's true.
Like, I don't know about you, but I fly a lot at night and I feel like people not only are they like in and out of sleep, you know, but they want to sleep, but they can't sleep. Because they're on a plane.
Angry.
And there's always a baby crying.
That's true.
So God bless. They're at their worst. Headphones. And they're just the poor stewardesses are just trying to give you your peanuts, I know. You know? And they're just like, people are so angry.
So I rude, don't, yeah.
You have to be a very sweet, like, special type of person to be able to handle people like that. I could not.
I could not either.
I could not. How was your week, Taryn?
It was pretty good. I was hoping you'd go first.
Oh.
And I could like feed off of whatever you said. Because I literally had like the biggest brain fart right now.
Oh my gosh, that's hilarious. Well, I didn't do too much this week. I did go a little crazy in Target.
Target?
All the Easter candy is out. And I literally just like frolicked down the aisle with my friend and got one of everything.
Can you please define frolic?
Frolic.
And did you actually frolic physically?
One, I did frolic. Two, it's on a vlog, so you can double check it. Yes, I did. And I had a good time. I literally got like, we got one of everything, and the lady checking out was like, so you got some Easter candy, huh? And I was
you
like,
have children?
Sure did.
Nope.
Sure did. The both of us went through the checkout and we had like peep ears on.
Oh my gosh,
and she
amazing.
Was like, what is the matter with you guys? Because we're clearly not six.
Clearly. You
know? So she's just looking at us like we're ridiculous. And I went on a candy high and I feel great.
Oh
no
my
regrets.
Gosh. That's amazing. 100%. I'm a little jealous I wasn't invited to this.
I mean, I did get a little bit of a headache afterwards and my stomach hurt. Oh,
for sure.
But still, no regrets. Yeah. It was a good time. It was a good time, especially, you know, when any holiday's over, it all goes on sale. So that's the time to like jump in there and just like fill her up, you know? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I love how you said Christmas because it's like no other holiday really matters.
It's Christmas. It's Halloween.
I love
it's Easter.
Halloween too. That's true. Mm-hmm.
It's
that's
Christmas, true. Halloween, Easter. That is the proper order. I don't know
I
what
do
your
love
order
Valentine's
is.
Valentine's Day. Oh, which people are very shocked about because I've been single for eternity.
That would be.
But I love it. I have like a decoration on my door.
Oh my God, this last Valentine's Day, she like showed up at my house with a balloon and cards and chocolate, and my heart melted, and I was so excited.
Everyone's always like, why are you so happy? You should be so depressed. And I'm just like, happy Valentine's Day.
You're like the little Valentine's Day guru. You're the best. It made my day when I got it, so thank you.
You're welcome.
Everyone needs a friend like Taryn.
Thanks. Hashtag find yo Taryn. Find yourself a Taryn. Well, I still can't think of what happened this week, but you told a grocery store story, and it made me think. You know, in one of the first episodes, was it the first episode I talked about Mike Trout?
Yeah, that was we both shared an embarrassing moment of ourselves.
Oh, and yeah, and that was mortifying. And then I mentioned that there's multiple. I'm going to do a
today?
Snippet. I'm
Is it
do
today?
A snippet.
Oh my God, let me get comfortable.
Get
I wish
comfy,
I had
girl.
Popcorn for this. Okay. Taryn's embarrassing celebrity stories kill me. I'm so excited for all of
this
us right
one,
now.
Honestly, it wasn't. I actually physically did not talk, which is part of the reason why it was so embarrassing.
Also, maybe that saved you because...
Oh, it fully saved me.
Because Mike Trout, you know.
It fully saved me because I will tell you what an impulse was, and if I would have done this, I would have physically died.
Oh my
so
gosh.
I was grocery shopping and...
As we do.
And I was walking kind of through like the produce section and the front door was right in front of me. Mm-hmm. So all of a sudden I see the silhouette of like this man. Mm-hmm. And it's so sad because I recognized him by his silhouette.
When you say silhouette, are we talking
it was
like a blur? Okay. So it was kind of like a shadowy figure in front of
like
you.
Yeah, like literally like his silhouette. Like okay. His body. So I look and I was like, oh my God, that looks like frickin' Kobe Bryant.
Oh my God.
I know.
I understand completely how you recognize
his
silhouette now.
Yes. And anybody who knows me knows how much I like love sports and like Kobe is like my man.
She's a big
I
fan.
Loved him.
Big fan over
when
here.
When he retired, I cried.
She
I
did.
Mourned.
She
yes.
did.
So I
We went
see,
to a Laker game recently and you were
did.
Very upset.
I was very sad.
He wasn't there.
First of all, because I hate LeBron James.
Oh no.
Oh, don't get me started.
Hold your hand,
anyways,
guys.
Anyways, so I see him, and I was like, and then, like, he comes inside, so now I can see, like, it is
him. He was outside the building.
He was outside. Got it, that's why I couldn't see him, because it was, like,
explains the silhouette so much more. Okay, yeah. Go. Continue.
So he has a cart, and he's coming towards me. Well, I'm blocking the aisleway he's trying to go in. Uh-huh. So first, he kind of slows down, and instead of, my reaction was, I bent down and picked up a bag of, or a box of strawberries. Uh-huh. I don't need strawberries. I'm not there for anything. I just turned around and I grabbed strawberries and just stared at him. Uh-huh. I don't know if it, I really don't know how long it was. It felt like at least a solid 15 seconds, which is a long time.
That's
to
a
like
long time for
stare
eye contact and staring at someone. Yes. That's a long
so
time.
So then he is looking at me, and then he just starts like laughing. And then I just look, and I'm staring, and in my head, I'm screaming at myself, like, move.
Oh, my
like,
God,
just
sure.
Step to the side.
I'm sure.
Yeah. So then I was like, I finally just, I like shook my head, and I was like, sorry. And I just like walked away, and he was like, you're good, you're good.
Oh, my God.
So Kobe thinks I'm good. No, but my initial thought was I was going to take the strawberries, shoot them into my basket, and yell, Kobe. That would have been horrible.
No, that would have been the best story.
I would have missed that. Strawberries.
That would have been the best.
Would have gone everywhere.
I'm really sad you didn't, because I bet of all things, like, that would have cracked him.
He would have been like, oh, God.
No, I think that would have been the thing that, like, made him stay and talk to you, because he would have been.
Let me help you with
hilarious.
Those.
Oh, yeah. My God.
So that's it.
That's so
you know, a little
good.
Snippet. Another snippet into
that's
my life.
That's so good, though. Yeah. These celebrity encounters, I feel like, need to be documented somewhere else. We need to tell people and get, like...
I need to just have a talk show where I interview celebrities I've embarrassed myself in front of.
Oh, yeah, because there's multiple.
Like, do you remember?
There's multiple guys. Oh, my God. That's fantastic. So I can't believe.
I know.
I can't believe that.
Well, shall we get into this?
Yeah.
I have, like, short stuff. Do you have, like, a meaty one?
I have a good... I'm really excited for this one. This one is not... dating related
wow.
in any
I
way.
Know, most of ours are dating or like so off topic.
Which is fine. I love the dating stuff. But like this one I felt like I really related to when I read it.
Oh, cool.
You'll know why in a bit. So yeah, I don't mind going first.
I could go first because mine's shorter. And then you can like fill up. You know what I mean?
Let's
so we can
that.
Like dive in.
Let's do that.
The first one is from Layla. She said, how did you decide you wanted to start a podcast? Was it an inspiration by Alicia and Remy, who we love?
Aw, love them, love them, love them.
Yes. Or did you already know you wanted to start a podcast? So I figured, even though I picked this question, I wanted to pass it to you because I feel like everyone should know. I'm a total, like, I am a fake fan. Like,
you are not a fake fan.
Okay, well, now I'm a real fan, but like, circa like 3 years ago, I did not even know really what a podcast was.
Uh-huh.
Like so many things in my life, I learned about it from you. So like I started listening to podcasts through you and you would kind of tell me like your favorite ones and then I would get into it. But honestly, since the day I met you, you were wanting to do a podcast.
Oh my God, it's
like,
very
you
true.
You always have talked about it. So I feel like you should answer this.
Oh yeah, 100%. Yes. I love this question. Well, I like... many people out there, I got really into, it was this one summer in between semesters at school. I was bored and I was like at the house with nothing to do. And I had heard multiple people mention Serial and it's like this huge podcast.
So
if you don't know what it is, what are you doing
so
with your
good.
Life? It's so good. Anyways, I went down this weird true crime hole where I started listening to everything true crime mm-hmm. related. Couldn't sleep at night. Like I invited you over multiple times
yes,
to spend the night because
story.
I lived in a small apartment on the first floor.
Yeah.
And I was
God.
Like, they're going to crawl through the window. They're going to kill me. I went through a real manic phase for a while, but huge podcast fan. And then basically ever since I started listening to that, which was, I don't know, what, 5 years ago now? Something like that. I've wanted to do my own and I've just never really known exactly what I wanted to do. And I knew I wanted to do it with someone.
Yeah.
And again, I don't know why I didn't think of you like right off the bat, but I always envisioned it being like my podcast.
Yeah.
And that's what would always stump me is I'm really bad with like doing things myself. And I wanted to have someone to like talk to with, but I wanted someone that I could like easily talk to with, not just a complete stranger. So yeah, this has been a very long time coming, guys.
Yes.
Alicia and Remy started their podcast a while ago and they helped so much and they are super supportive of this
one.
Oh,
so supportive.
Alicia even was so sweet and was like, hey, like, we're going to start one. Is that okay? And I was like, absolutely.
Because everyone who knows you knows, like, it's your thing.
I love them. But yeah, no, I'm super proud of Alicia and Remy and their podcast. And they're both so supportive of us and our podcast. But yeah, I think definitely seeing hers go so smoothly, like, made me feel better about starting my own. And it not being as overwhelming as I made it out to be in my head.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
No, you guys are like the cutest sisters, so supportive of each other. And
we try.
Everyone's cheerleader. So yeah, we love you, Lita and Remy.
Yes, love you so much. PB, and love that question. Life. I love these little questions.
Okay, I have another tiny one.
Yeah, hit me.
So, hi, my name is Jay. I'm a sophomore in college.
Hi, Jay.
I know, I just rolled college, right over that.
Good times.
Hello. I'm pursuing a degree in neuroscience. Ooh. Holy crap.
Damn, girl.
I'm a little intimidated.
You smart.
I don't know what you're going to ask us about, but we probably,
concerned.
Again, are not qualified. My goal is to get into medical school.
Good for you. Which
is a trek, man.
Good for you.
It's like 8 years, right?
Yeah, but you can do it, girl.
Oh, she can totally do it. Currently, I'm feeling very stressed about it, and she's feeling a lack of motivation. Oops. That's such a hard hole. Do you have any tips on gaining motivation or de-stressing? Can't wait to hear your podcast.
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
Yes. This is, honestly, this is what I've picked this one because I was like, okay, like, we got you. First of all, I have a couple, like, scientific things because you know me.
Hit us with the science.
Homegirl likes her research.
Especially this girl. But I bet she'd appreciate that.
Yeah. But I feel like me and you are similar. Like, we're all about, like, the, like, vibe we put up.
Oh,
and
100%.
So I feel like for me, that would be my number one thing is, like, because there's two separate things. Mm-hmm. Motivation, that's a totally separate thing. I think with motivation, like, you've got to, like, find the place that, like, hits your heart. Like, that has to be where you start. Like, I work with kids and there's days where I'm, like, so tired and I'm drained. But every time, like, I always go back to that thing of, like, all my child development classes and, like, how crucial these years are that I'm impacting these children.
Yeah.
And every time I really think about that, like, what an impact I'm having and how important of a thing it is, then, like, that gets me, like, this is totally worth it. And, like, what can I do type thing? Mm-hmm. And then also your vibe you set up. You want to touch on that? Because I feel like you're...
Oh, my gosh. Yes. I learned so much about myself when I was in college. And I learned that in order for me to be my best and do my best and use my time wisely, it was very important for me to have a very secure, steady workplace. My desk is my, like, bubble.
Yeah.
And nothing comes into my bubble. And I am, if you guys know me and my sister at all, I am very clean and I like things a certain way. And my sister's a little messy. And if you look at our desk, like, her stuff's on her side and it's kind of a mess, but it doesn't bother me because my desk is how it is. I have to listen to classical music. It can't have words because it's a distraction to me. My phone has to be on silent.
I have to have a candle on. That's one of my things.
I'll do these little things in it and it helps inspire me. Also, I listen to, I watch YouTube videos and I listen to podcasts that are so inspiring. I listen to one of my favorites, is How I Built This. NPR is How I Built This. And I love listening to it on Mondays, which is also when you can hear us coming out on Mondays. I love listening to their stuff on Mondays because it's like the start of my week. I'm listening to these badass entrepreneurs talk about where their idea came from and how they developed it. And it's just super inspiring for me personally. Mm-hmm. So I think what I would do is I would find something that inspires you. So if yours is neuroscience, then find some podcasts, find some YouTube videos, follow people that are doing what you do and are doing it well so that you can aspire to be like them.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
Okay, so this list, I'm going to go over it super quick. So number one, get your heart pumping. You'll know more about this, Jay, than us because it says when you exercise, your blood chemistry triggers your brain for things like memory, attention, information processing, problem solving, which is why it's so good for you when you're studying. Two, spread out your study. When you try to cram, the information you put in doesn't transfer to your long-term memory as well. So you got to spread it out.
That was my huge problem in school.
Oh my gosh, so rough.
Could never transfer.
Another thing was know what's to come. Sometimes your brain gets stressed out when it doesn't know what's coming. So even when you're going over a test or going over a chapter, just to like kind of like finger through the pages and just see like what you're going to come to. Mm-hmm. Teach what you're what you're learning. So have a study group and have where you're each sharing what you're learning.
Oh, I love that. I used to do that all the time in study groups. Yeah. Yes.
Number five, test yourself. Every time you remember something or bring it up, it's a little more enduring. So same thing. Find a group that's going to support you. Six is important. Get some sleep.
Sleep is
no
everything.
All-nighters.
No.
Uh-uh.
It's not good.
And take a break. And when you take a break, do stuff like dribbling a ball, jumping, skipping, listening to music, watching a funny YouTube video, and giving your brain a break.
Honestly, that's fantastic advice. I think one of the things that got me through school was continuing a workout routine every single day, because not only did it like help me like with endorphins and like get my stress out on something, but it also exhausted me so that I was sleeping deeply every single night.
Totally.
Because if I don't sleep, I'm a wreck.
Yeah.
And everything in my life also becomes a wreck.
Totally.
And it's just a hot mess from there.
Yeah.
So
we hope that helps you, Jay.
Yeah,
good luck.
Proud
girl.
Of you.
You're gonna cure.
She's gonna kill
something
it.
That happens
you're
in the brain.
You're gonna do something great with your life. We're
right.
very excited to see where that goes.
Yeah.
And
let's take a break.
Break time.
Let's do it.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling, because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Hey guys, it's Cheyenne Davis. You may know me from MTV's Teen Mom OG or Think Loud Crew podcast. I'm here with my dad, Papa Floyd, to tell you about our new podcast, Unfiltered Kitchen.
The kitchen is the hub of the household for many of us. The one-stop shop for conversations, both big and small. Cheyenne and I have been having open conversations about all aspects of life in our kitchen since well before she was able to see over the counter.
And now we're inviting you into our own kitchen as a part of the family.
Unfiltered Kitchen is a two-way street. I share my advice on cocktails, cooking, parenting, and the lessons I've learned.
And I inform my dad what it's like to raise kids today, how generational barriers affect us, and the joys of being a daughter. Well, your daughter.
Get ready for a whole lot of unfiltered advice. You can take it or leave it, but you're never going to leave this table feeling hungry for more.
Listen to Unfiltered Kitchen wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, we just wanted to take a second to just say thank you for being a part of our little unsolicited advice family.
We love you guys so much, and it would mean so much to us if you would rate, review, subscribe, and share our podcast. Spread the word, spread the love.
Yes.
Give advice to everyone. Advice for you, advice for your mom, advice
change
for your
world.
Friends. Change the world. Help us get the word out there. And yeah, that would mean so much to us. And back to the show. And we're back from the break.
We're back.
That was really great. Jay really inspired me. I am very proud of her. And I'm super excited to see where she goes.
I can't even imagine what she's learning.
I honestly, when I was in college, I remember people being like, oh, yeah, I think I'm going to go on to my master's, or, oh, I still have like 4 more years of school when I was a senior. And I remember being like, I'm done. Like, I cannot go any longer. School has never been my thing. Taryn knows this. Y'all don't. But I've always struggled with school. I've never been good at it. So the fact that I even graduated is a miracle. I worked so hard to get it done, and it took me longer than most, but it doesn't matter because I
honestly
got it done.
It doesn't matter. And it, like, I took like 7 years because I was working full time too. Same. So it was hard for me to take classes. I feel like people look down on you if you didn't like graduate in 4 years, but nothing is traditional anymore. Get off your high horse.
Honestly, I love the generation right now. Like, we don't need. Yes, I burped. I tried to hide it. She's going to call me out anyways. It's better for me to do it myself.
I'm pretty sure you called me out on spitting not too long ago.
I sure did. Ping pong that right back. I love the generation that we're in right now because, or just the time that we're in right now. Like, the truth is, we take things too seriously. Yeah. And the whole idea of school and it being necessary for everyone, and the older you get, the more you're like, oh my God, schools are businesses, you know? And like this whole mindset of having to have an education. Education's great. I encourage it, but I don't think we need to be everyone needs to be spending as much time and money getting their degree when
it depends on what you want to be. Like if you want to be a neuroscientist,
if you
want to
be a YouTuber, like, okay. Like I'm not saying, you know. I'm just saying there are careers that require it. There are careers that don't. There is nothing wrong with educating yourself. I actually encourage it. I would encourage you, if you don't know what you're doing, go to school and take a couple classes and figure it out. Find something you're passionate about, but
there's the pressure that's on. No, I get it. Like the pressure that comes with like you have to go to these certain schools and you have to finish in 4 years.
It's
and if you're
so
not,
bad.
Then what's wrong with you? And you should be making enough money to pay your way through. It's like there is a lot, so you just have to tailor it to your individual
life.
Like what education do you need? What are you passionate about? And honestly, I think one thing I wish I would have known is, you know, there are certain programs like master's programs and whatever that like require certain classes to have certain grades in them to get in it. Uh-huh. So I know like when I was looking into my master's, when I had done just like my general classes, I was like, I don't really care about this. So I just did like, you know, C's get degrees. And then like when I got to it, they were like, no, you have to retake it. And I was like, holy crap. So I think the best thing to do is like see where you're going, research what's required, and then plan accordingly. But if it takes you 7-8 years, like,
good for you. Good on you. And the most of us have jobs the entire time through school, and we not getting it done in 4 is fine.
Yes.
And I'm going to stop ranting about that. But obviously, that's a sore spot for
me. Apparently, the break did not matter.
we're going to back into this. But I do have a story today, and I'm very excited to share this one. This one is called, this one is from Liz. She gave us a name.
Yay. We love names, but
we
get
love
it.
Names. We understand. If you don't want to tell us your name, it's fine. No pressure. We don't mind it.
No.
But when you do, it makes us happy. It's like we know you. So this one is titled Coming to LA with Confidence.
Ooh, okay.
And let's get on into it.
I'm glad you got this one.
I know. That's why I like chose it. I was like, ooh.
That's good. This is great.
Dear Taryn and Ashley, my name is Liz, and I have followed you both for so long now, and I'm a big fan of your vlogs.
Stop it.
Liz. Straight to the heart. This question is for both of you, but a little more for Ashley. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I mean,
that's why I chose
understandably.
It. My name's in it.
Orange County.
She says, I loved watching yours and Alicia's moving vlogs and can tell that you are both happy and doing well in LA. I recently moved to a big city and I'm having trouble with making friends and being confident.
Oh,
girl.
That's hard.
Everyone goes through that. She says, it also really does not help when everyone that I meet seems to be super successful and has their shit together. Well, oh, I'm sorry. She says, "While I'm over here struggling to keep my plants alive and have no idea what I'm doing with my life." Same. I have this stupid plant wall that keeps dying on me. Oh, I don't know how to fix it.
It's a wall of death.
It's such a dead plant wall and I can't fix it. Anyways, that's just a very weird tangent that I'm dealing with at the moment. She says, "Any tips and advice would be super helpful. Thanks for listening. Love you both."
Well, so, honestly, this is great because
I think this is fantastic.
I don't think people necessarily got to see the side of like how you can relate to this mm-hmm. because I think people just assume like, oh, you moved and you're having fun and which you did, but like this was a big thing for you.
Yeah, and of all people, guys, Taryn knows.
Oh, I know.
So for those of you that don't know though, me and my sister moved out to LA over 2 years ago now.
Has it
which
been
is crazy.
Long?
It's been such a long time. But I feel like if you only know me through social media, then it looks like everything's been really great. I did rant about it a couple times on my vlog channel, which is where I get to be a little more raw with you guys and just talk about like daily stuff. But moving to LA was actually really hard for me. Yeah. The first 6 months were kind of awful. I had no friends and I had no community. I kept commuting back to my friends and community. I was there like every weekend.
Yeah.
And it was really hard for me, which part of me like loved that that my friends and family and community from back home were so close because I could run to them, but also it made going back a lot harder.
That's very true.
So part of me is like, I'm glad I got to go back, but then the other part of me is like, it might have been so much easier if I just kind of like cut it
totally.
For a while.
Well, not me.
Well, not you. That's not what I mean. But like, I was like, literally going back every single weekend. And I would have to like re-feel that transition every single time I mm-hmm. came back home. So I just want to go ahead and say that, Liz, feeling that way when you first move out is completely normal.
Oh, totally.
Finding hot friends in a big city like that.
Like you said, finding hot friends.
Finding hot friends. Well, that's cool too. But finding friends in a big city is a really, really hard thing to do.
Yeah.
And it's something that everyone has to deal with in some way if you move.
Oh, totally.
It doesn't have to be a big city. It could just be a new town. Honestly, sometimes I would think moving to a small town might be even harder than moving to a big city.
I don't know. I mean, I've never experienced like small town life.
But like imagine like I'm just moving into LA. There's a lot happening.
Yeah.
Maybe you don't know everyone and you never will. But like there's like a sense of like no one knows anyone.
That's
and
true. Like
we're all strangers, you know. But like moving to like a small town, that would be so hard because everyone knows everybody.
Yeah.
But like first of all, I just want to go ahead and say, you watch the vlogs. Thank you so much. That means the world to me. You're adorable. Second of all, no one has their shit together.
No.
We pretend like we do.
True.
But the truth is, we don't.
No.
No one does. And the fact that you feel like you don't and you feel like they do, like, that's also really normal. But, like, the truth is, like, maybe they have their careers together, but their personal life's a wreck.
Yeah.
Or maybe their personal life's together and they're married or they're building a family or they're building a career. But like something else is like falling apart. Everyone has baggage and everyone has something that they're dealing with. So it's not fair to you to do that. It's really important that you never, ever compare your successes to someone else's mm-mm. successes because it's completely different and everyone comes from different stories and situations.
Yeah, well, and I feel like if you are only motivated by like I want what that person has or like I want to feel as successful, like motivation, hey, this goes for Jay too.
Yeah.
Motivation does not stick if it doesn't come from like a deep thing within you.
Yeah.
Like if I'm only doing things because I want to look successful as her, look as successful as her or to, you know, get these type of friends, then like ultimately, when I get that, that's not going to like fix the problem that was underneath it.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got to be motivated and like pursuing things that like are making you happy because you want them, if that makes sense.
Yeah,
you know?
This totally reminds me of something completely separate. And I literally just whipped it out on my phone really quick I wanted to say it. But my friend told me about Cleo Wade. She does poetry and stuff like that. But she has this quote, which I'm not going to say it probably exactly like she said it because I just like jotted it down really quick. But she said, stop trying to do what you're passionate about and try putting passion into things that you're doing.
Mic drop.
Isn't that so good?
So good.
Can you send me that? Yeah, I read that and was like, I think our society right now is so wrapped up in this idea that you're not happy unless you're doing something that you're passionate about. But the truth is, like, you can put passion in anything that you're doing. And the truth is, like, most of us aren't doing things that we're passionate about.
No.
And most of us are doing things to pay the bills so that we can do things that we're passionate about on the side. You know, it doesn't have to be your career, but we all have this idea that that's how it has to be. And that's so wrong.
Well, yeah. And like, even when, because I feel like both of us, like, we're in careers that we are passionate about, but it still is a career. And there's going to be days where it feels like work. And then you get confused because you're like, wait, I'm doing what I love. Why is this day so hard?
Exactly.
And then you're like in this whole mind thing where you're like, well, then what do I want to do?
Exactly.
Like, so it's like you've got to know that, like, there's times I love what I do, but there's times where I need to look outside of what I do to find things, and I'll, you know, like, hit you up and be like, let's go on a hike. Like, I need nature. Or let's, you know, go build a Lego set. You know what I mean?
Like,
you've got to find other things, and like, passion should be something that you can trigger up in multiple things, whether it's a conversation with someone or an interaction in like a public place where you're talking to a stranger. You know what I mean? It can be anything.
And being in the creative space, I've met so many people and influencers and creators. Everything we did started off as a hobby. I started vlogs as a hobby.
Yeah.
I was never, ever expecting for this to be a career. You guys, I was going into hotel management and I was planning on doing like sign language interpretation. That was my plan. That was my solid A plan.
Like, and just that life you just threw out. I mean, I hope that there's somewhere managing hotels and doing sign language on the side, but it's just like, from what you're doing now,
that is a completely different life that I had planned for myself. And that would have made me so happy, you know? But this ended up becoming something that became a career, and it took me completely by surprise. And to be honest, one of my biggest fears is I don't know how long it's gonna last.
Yeah.
And I don't know what's gonna come from it. But I plan on doing it as long as I can because I feel super lucky that I get to do something that I love.
Totally.
I feel like I've been in the same exact spot as you, Liz, because I feel like when I first moved out here, everyone was not only doing something that they were passionate about, but they were also doing something on the side that was like up and coming, that was exciting.
Cool.
And I just remember being like, whoa.
Like, I make art out of jars of mayonnaise.
Especially
mayonnaise. I don't know.
Especially going to like big events and there's like these actual like artists, musicians or actors, and I'm sitting here with my vlog camera like,
hey guys,
should I be here? You know, like, this is,
yes, you
should. I feel like this is weird, but yeah, it's just not fair to compare your success with someone else. Just like, it's not fair for me to compare my my success to like the celebrities that I see like on the street, you know?
Totally.
Like, it's not fair.
No.
And it's not fair to them either, because I feel like if you do that, then you kind of get this mentality of them.
Yeah.
And that's not them.
No,
you know, that's not fair.
You got to do you. And I think this is like not, I feel like this is not even just like a moving thing. Like, this is literally, I feel like,
life.
Yeah. Like going to a new school, like going to a new church, like going to a new anything, a new job.
Oh,
like,
my God. New job.
Yeah.
So and scary.
I don't, are you going to give advice or can I say something?
Oh,
I
go
don't
want
to like jump on
no,
you.
No, girl, do your thing.
I would never jump on your toes. Oh,
that means so much.
I would never dull
that
your
means
sparkle.
So much. That means so much to me.
Just if I am, just be like, shut up, Taryn.
Okay.
I was going to say that. No, I think like my number one thing is like you have to overly get involved in the beginning. Like you have to like go out of your comfort zone. Like I remember when I went to like a new college, I like joined ASB. I joined like this club. I joined this club in this sport. Not necessarily because I wanted to do it, but there's something about like when you're involved in the same thing, like it creates like that thing where like if you go to a coffee shop, you can go to a coffee shop.
I mean, that Kinko's works too.
Okay.
You never know.
When you go to get some copies done, you're not going to necessarily look at the lady and be like, hey, I need 50 copies and then say like, oh, by the way, like, how was your day? You know what I mean? But like, if you're in a group where it's like you're all there for the same purpose, there's already that like random connection you have. So you gotta like, you gotta push yourself to get involved, and you gotta push yourself to be vocal.
Yes.
Even if it's just like the first time you go, you introduce yourself to like five people. Like,
100%. That's a big deal, especially for shy people.
Yeah.
I'm so glad you said that, because the last little tips that I have everything to do with what you just said.
Oh, cool.
So the one thing that I think got me through this moving to LA, and Taryn can attest to this, is I joined a small group of girls, of friends, and
the best thing that could have happened to you.
I have never done something like this, not since like, I don't know, middle school, high school-ish. Yeah. And like back then it was to like help you transition from like middle school to, you know, high school to college. But like this was the exact same thing, but like unintentionally. Yeah. I met this girl. She invited me. She was like, oh, there's a bunch of girls that are all like killing it in their jobs and careers. We meet like as often as we can. So I joined them, and they're like so inspirational, and they help me every single week. I feel so good and I feel pumped, and they've all become like really close friends.
Yeah.
And it means so much to have them in my life. So I would really encourage you.
Yeah. Get involved.
Go find people.
Yeah.
Wherever you hang out, I guarantee you there's a group of people there. And you can find them. The only advice I would give to you with that is to be super careful, like who you let become your friend.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, preach, girl.
Oh my God.
There are some bad apples.
You gotta be real careful. I love the grandma Taryn. I've learned that you have to have standards with friends. And this sounds really like, I don't want it to come across as like snooty or like you're better than everyone else. But I think it's very true that who you hang out with, you become like.
Oh, fully.
I have plenty of experiences where I would hang out with people and I felt them become like kind of seeping into me, you know? And if they're not I'm not saying that they have to be like, you know, perfect. No one's perfect. No. But if they're not in a healthy place, like mentally, emotionally, then that's going to affect you. And I really believe that people, not everyone is good at supporting other people. Yeah. So if you have dreams and you share that with someone who can't dream or is incapable of supporting a dream or has jealousy problems, they're not going to dream with you. They're actually going to like tear you down.
Yeah.
You know? So I really feel like you need to be careful who you allow yourself to become friends with.
Yeah.
And that's the only tip I'm going to give while you go out there and make friends in your new big city. And then with the confidence, like for me, it's just fake it till you make it.
You got to.
That's all you got to do.
And it's not.
No one has
not,
confidence.
No, I think it's not just disingenuine. Like it's, you got to like put that foot forward, like pump yourself up in the car, like listen to.
Oh my God.
I listen to like rap music, so I'm like ready, you know?
Scream sing songs on my way to interviews or on my way to meetings. Yeah. If I'm scared or I'm nervous or to an event, like I'll talk to myself in the mirror. I'll be like, girl, you've got this. And then I have broken speakers in my car because this happens all the time.
Really?
Yeah. I just blare it because it makes me feel so much better.
That's true.
That's where the confidence. And then I walk out all swaggy and confident. I'm like, where'd this come from? Yeah.
You know what you can do too? Like, go in and give yourself like a time limit. Like I'm 5 minutes. I'm going to walk around. I'm going to smile, whatever. And then go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Like no one thinks it's weird if you go to the bathroom. So like do what you can. Go to the bathroom. Have a moment where you sit on that little porcelain throne and you just sweat it out and you breathe and you're like, okay, I did that. That wasn't bad.
Yeah.
And then go back in there.
Also, random thought. Alicia told me this forever ago and it's been stuck in my head ever since. She said, it doesn't matter where you go or what event you go to or what meeting you go to, always take the drink offer because it gives you something to hold and it makes you look more confident. Not having your hands just sitting at your side or crossed.
I don't know what to do with my hands when I get nervous.
She told me that and I was like, that's brilliant. She was like, whether it's coffee, water, drink, whatever, take it. Even if you're not thirsty, even if you don't want it, even if you throw it out the second you leave. I was like, that's brilliant.
Because you know how many times I've done finger guns to someone and then I'm like, why did you just do that? Yes. I need to hold something.
You really do. Guys, take the drink offer.
Take the drink offer.
And that is all the advice that we have for you today.
But you got this.
I'm so proud of you. I'm proud of you for taking that step and moving and following your dream. I hope that all good things come to you for making that decision.
All good things.
And yeah, that's all we have today.
Sweet. This was fun. This was a very good advice.
I know. Answering. I feel like we're really becoming ourselves. Well, the ball is rolling now.
We want to give advice. That's why we started this. But we just love a good funny story.
I love a funny story. This has been a good okay. We've had some good laughs. Let's get some serious stuff going, and then just bring the laughs on here. It's great. I'm happy.
And you guys have been listening to us for a while. I mean, we've been doing this a while.
It's a while
now.
Are we
officially podcasters?
We're officially podcast. Can we high five?
Yep.
High five.
Nice. That was bad. So make sure you guys are. Make sure you guys rate, review, subscribe, and share.
I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
Well,
I've never done it before. This is the first time.
Oh, this is your first time.
Because we want more people to know about us. Mm-hmm. We want to reach more lives.
Tell
spread
your friends,
more love. Yes.
Tell your family. We want
tell
to
everybody.
Advise them as well.
Yep.
And don't forget to follow us. And that's all we have to say. I'm rambling now.
It's the social media world. Just do all the usuals.
Do the socials. We'll talk to you next week. Have
we
a happy Monday.
Bye.
Bye.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.